Tim Brown is one of only two people ever to be considered cured of HIV infection, but it was not easy. He also had leukemia. A bone marrow transplant from a donor with a rare mutation cured his HIV.
The first transplant went well, but the second one was pretty horrible. And I wouldn't wish what I went through on my worst enemy.
The latest case at the University of Mississippi was different. A baby born to an untreated HIV-positive mother was given a combination of anti-AIDS drugs within hours of birth. The patient has not been identified. The therapy itself was not unusual, says Dr. Paul Volberding at the University of California at San Francisco. He spoke to VOA by Skype.
And the treatment was really just regular antiretroviral therapy, HIV drugs. So in contrast to the first reported cure, this is one that has a lot broader potential implications.
That means that the early and aggressive treatment the child received may rid the body of the virus before it can take hold. If the results hold up to scrutiny, it's significant, says Harvard School of Public Health professor Richard Marling, also reached by Skype.
But it's a big deal to show that if we really hit the virus hard right at birth, we may be able to eliminate the virus from their system.
The impact could be especially great in sub-Saharan Africa, where most of the roughly 300,000 children born with HIV each year reside. Marlink says it could save lives as well as eliminate the burden of lifelong therapy.
We wouldn't have to be treating them the rest of their life. They wouldn't have the toxicities the rest of their life and the cost the rest of their life of being on treatment.
Researchers today are talking not just about treating, but curing HIV infection. It's a remarkable turn of events for veterans of the epidemic.
Unbelievable a few years ago, and we wouldn't have done it with any sense of optimism at all. And I think now, you know, we're still pretty realistic about it. We know it's not around the corner, but I think there's at least a critical mass, we hope, of research that's now being conducted.
They hope that research will pay off with cures for adults with HIV, as well as children. Steve Barragona, VOA News, Washington.